Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. With the increasing cost of farm inputs, long work days, and marginal commodity prices, the stress associated with farming and agriculture is continuing to increase. Kentucky's ag nurse, Dr. Debbie Reeb at the University of Kentucky, has made it her mission to educate farmers across the state about how to recognize stress.
I'm from a farm family, so I know firsthand about the stresses of farming, although I am not a farmer myself. But as a nurse, I hear these stories, and I see the toll that it's taking on, not just on the farmer, but on their families, Alan. So, you know, farming is a family unit. And so I'm interested in everything from the little kids to the oldest of the old that's out there.
Dr. Reed says farmers need not look at stress as a weakness.
We don't allow ourselves to talk about stress. It's seen as a weakness, particularly among farmers, you know. You just don't talk about being stressed because that's just part of the job. And it is part of the job. It's part of anybody's job. We all have stress, and some of it's good for us because it motivates us and everything. But when you're under a lot of stress day after day after day, it's bad for you, and it begins to build up even in your arteries.
She adds stress can take a toll on more than just the person who has it.
Well, it takes a physical toll and an emotional toll, first on you as a person, right. And then it's kind of like heaven. We used to have measles back when I was a kid, you know, and you got measles. Stress is sort of like that anymore. It's contagious because the more you have it, the more you're going to spread it to other people. And you spread it to the people that you love first, which is people we don't want to hurt.
We'll have more in a moment.
It's 5:17 a.m. While the rest of the Commonwealth sleeps, our farmers are hard at work to put food on the table of Kentuckians, the nation, and the world. Not for recognition or praise or even thanks, but for the opportunity to do it again tomorrow. On Kentucky Farm Bureau's 100th anniversary, we salute Kentucky farm families and we renew our commitment to being the voice of Kentucky agriculture for the next 100 years. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Kentucky's ag nurse, Dr. Debbie Reed, says don't be ashamed to seek help.
A little bit of stress is good for you. If you don't have stress, you're dead. So that's a bad thing. But the good stress helps motivate us. It makes us, you know, want to get up in the morning. So everybody needs a little bit of that to keep us going. But if you feel like you're beginning to feel, gee, I just don't want to get up in the mornings, I just can't face another day, everything's going wrong in my life, you begin to have so many negative thoughts, begin maybe to be angry, you don't want to eat, or that's all you want to do is to eat, those are the kind of things you need to share with your health care provider.
She says a big part of healing is being willing to accept help from others.
Whoever you go to for that health care, they can only help you as much as you will tell them your story. They can't read your mind.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.